of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today marks the day before the beginning of the great season of the great fast, such a pleasant time that it's time for our spiritual revival and for going again through this experience where we get closer to God through fasting and prayer. And again, it is always something that we never get weary from reminding ourselves, why do we fast? The question that sometimes we say it, and sometimes we say it when we are happy and regaining memories, and sometimes maybe when we feel like, oh, it's too much of a burden. When we speak about a burden when it comes to the great fast, it is simply because we lack understanding why the church arranged this kind of season. What can we reap from it? What the fruits we are expecting that we all will be enjoying through this season? I will speak shortly about seven of the reasons. They are not all of the reasons, but there are seven of them. Why do we fast? I speak about regaining authority, building the spiritual experience, winning favor with God, imitation of Christ, the accepted offering, the fellowship with the church, and running the race with endurance. So the first reason why we fast, simply this is again where we can regain authority. Authority is the only way for us to enjoy freedom. What's freedom? Freedom is not to do just as I wish, as what I want. It is to do what need to be done. Simply when we lose authority over ourselves, then we are enslaved. We cannot enjoy freedom anymore. During the great fast, we start to regain this authority. The authority to say no to my desires. And this is where we start. If I cannot say no to my appetite, I cannot say no to anything else. This is the beginning. And again, we say that we are struggling under many of the things that are trying to enslave us. This is the beginning again, as the church is teaching us. Adam, while abstaining in the garden, he had authority over all of the creation at that time. When he lost his control over his appetite and he ate from the forbidden tree, then he started to be like subject. Even the creation became hostile to him and he lost control. As St. Paul is teaching us, when he keeps talking in our ears, saying, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached it to others, I myself should become disqualified. This great apostle still wants to keep on pushing himself, disciplining himself. It is fitting for us during this great season, not only to abstain from food, but maybe to abstain from all of the distractions that are taking our attention with no need. Maybe the social media, maybe to put some kind of rest, at least few days a week or every week. This is something we can try again. It is the time to regain authority. Not only authority over ourselves that we reap from the great season of the great fast, but also over demons. The Lord taught us that this kind cannot come out by anything except by prayer and fasting. So this is the first reason we fast, to regain authority over ourselves, above anything else, over the demons and over everything that we are utilizing in this world. The second reason we fast, to build the spiritual experience. We will keep talking about God and about how good He is, but all of these will be empty words until we go into the ascetic practice of fasting and prayers. The experience that man does not live by bread alone. When we are fasting, abstaining, especially in the morning, and we come attend the liturgy, and this liturgy will take us maybe to 6 p.m. fasting with no food or drink. Maybe I am tired, maybe I feel I have headache, but at that time I have peace. And by then we learn that we do not live only by bread alone. We live also by the word of God. It is a spiritual joy that comes from rejecting the pleasures of this world. We are so much bombarded every day with the message that pleasure comes from indulgence. The more we eat, the more we watch, the more we will be happy. And we find that this is not the truth. We are so much entangled with all of the distractions and pleasures, and at the same time, we are not joyful anymore. Let us get into this experience and taste it ourselves that when we abstain, then we start to really feel this spiritual joy. This is the time when we can build experience with prayers, with readings and ascetic practices that not only we are going to live by, but we'll also be able to communicate to our children. Why many times our children, whenever we talk, they do not listen? Maybe because they know that what we are saying, we are talking, we have no idea about it. We are just sharing ideas that we heard from others. It's a big difference when we ourselves are participating, and then we can encourage them to taste and see how good is this kind of practice. It's also building the experience of being content under any circumstances. St. Paul is teaching us this when he was saying to the Philippians, "Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to be to abound and suffer need." I'm sorry to say that we come to a time when we are all very much spoiled with abundance. And we feel like all of these are necessities. And what happened is we are not content with anything. Maybe going into the fast and knowing that I can be hungry and I can be content with this and I'm okay with it, and learning this experience, I can live under any circumstances. One of the things that people who went to the army in Egypt learned, that when you go to the army, you live with whatever is given to you. Nothing is saying, I don't like this food, or I am not comfortable in how I sleep. The bed is not so much giving me a sense of peace. You cannot even ask about these things. You are going to live under these circumstances with no question. Here we don't have this kind of obligation that we have to serve in the army, but we can enlist ourselves in the army of Christ, going through the practice of the great fast, and fast it right, fast it with diligence from day one, and learn how to live under any circumstances. One of the things that we need to teach ourselves in the great fast, whenever you go back home, you cannot ask for, I don't like this fasting food. This is again is the essence of the practice. Whatever is served, just eat it. Be content. Thank God for it. This is not the time where I say, I like, I don't like. We know that many of the great saints in the Bible, they learned what does it mean to fast. Daniel had an experience. He ate vegetables, not only for 10 days, by the way, for 3 years, the time when he was in this kind of training. And what happened to him? He looked fatter, healthier. And Daniel now himself built an experience that fasting is not going to make me weaker, or I'm deprived, or I'm hungry. On the contrary, I'm enjoying everything. Maybe this experience also we need ourselves to learn it. Another lesson why we fast also is winning favor with God. We know this, and we can read and we trace this kind of theme throughout the whole Bible. All those people who fasted and prayed, God accepted their prayers and accepted whatever they were pleading with Him for. The fasting by Queen Esther, how this saved her and her people at the time when Haman was conspiring against them. The fasting of the Ninevites, and how this made God to lift His wrath away from them. Nehemiah's fasting, before he talks with the king, fasted and prayed, and God granted him favor with the king, and allowed the king to give him whatever he wishes to go back home and build the walls of the city of Jerusalem. Cornelius, the centurion, who did not know God, just fasted. He understood that this practice will get him closer to God. And this is what happened. God sent him an angel, and the story goes from here for Cornelius to be visited by St. Peter and then become a Christian. So this is a theme. Whenever we fast and pray, we win favor with God. Cannot deny this. Otherwise, actually, then we don't believe in the Bible. The fourth reason why we fast, it is the imitation of Christ. If Christ is the head and we are the body, how can you understand that the head is doing something and the body is doing something else? How can we reconcile the idea that the head is fasting, Christ is coming to this reason, and He is still doing the same? And then I am in my own world. Fasting is not for me. By doing this, I am separating myself from the head. I'm just governed by my own head. Who wants to do this? If we are Christians, our mind is the mind of Christ, and we live to imitate His example. We are called after His name. This is what we are here for, to be Christ-like. Saint John says this meaning when he wrote to us his first epistle. He who says he abides in Him ought himself also to walk just as He walked. Very simple. If I say that I am in Him, then I walk as He walked. Christ, this coming 40 days, will be fasting. Will we be joining Him, or will we be going the other direction? This is a question for all of us today. And again, St. Paul said to the Romans, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. We choose this kind of suffering. We accept it willfully. We are not persecuted in this country, and we are enjoying, in a way, a comfortable life. So where is the suffering with Christ here? At least let us go into this practice, and we suffer with Him with our own will, in order for us really to understand and enjoy this verse, to be glorified together. The fifth reason is, this is the accepted offering. St. Paul is encouraging us, along with the Romans, when he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. What can we give to God? Nothing will make Him richer in any way. So what can we offer to Him and will be accepted? This is the one. This is kind of worship, the accepted sacrifice, the reasonable service of fasting and prayer. Fasting is an essential part also in every kind of worship. We come to the church to communion, we should be fasting. Come to be baptized, we should be fasting. Again, it's an element in everything we do. It is something we cannot please God without being able to participate in this practice. The sixth reason why do we fast, it is the fellowship with the church. The church, again, is the body of Christ. So we have the head fasting, the church is declaring a fast, and then where I am from the body and from the head. If I am out from the body, then I can do whatever I wish. And who would like to see himself out of the body of Christ? Where we end, when I choose to be outside, I am by myself. I do not belong to this kind of body. I have my own diet. I have my own schedule. I am not obliged in any way or mean by the schedule or the calendar of the church. Definitely, this is not what we are here after. We come here in order to become integrated, to become true members in the body of Christ, that's the church. St. John writes to us in his first epistle that the aim of his writing is this, to be in fellowship with the church. He says, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus. Who is us? Us is the church. That's why the church is saying, if you are not in communion with the church, you are not participating in the practice, you cannot take communion. By definition, communion means we are all in agreement, we are all practicing the same. We come to the church, all of us are looking towards the east. We are not here like somebody standing here, somebody standing there. No, because we are all members of one body. In the same way, if we are here, we should be all participating in this kind of fellowship in order for us to enjoy communion. Communion with one another and communion with Christ as Himself. The last reason, we fast in order for us to run the race with endurance. Where can we define ourselves in the race for the prize? Are we pressing? Are we running? Or we are just walking? Or maybe actually I'm not walking. I'm just somebody's carrying me over. I am here simply because my parents are here today. And while I'm in the church, I'm over my phone. I am totally disconnected. When I do this, I am just tricking myself, deceiving myself. I am physically here and my mind is absent. And even it's something that not against my will, I choose to be absent. I am not running the race. Speaking about running with endurance, this is something else. We all struggle against sin, one way or another. If you say, I cannot help myself, Abuna, it's so hard. This kind of sin is very pressing on me. No one will blame any person for being a sinner. We are all in the same boat. But what is the reason for not taking the medicine? If you go to a doctor and say, I have this kind of symptoms, and the doctor diagnoses you with, you have diabetes. The doctor will never tell you, how did you get yourself into this? None will say this. But when he prescribes medicine for you, and next time you come and complain from the same symptoms, the doctor will ask you, did you take the medicine? If you say no, what exactly are you expecting? At that time, you are to be blamed. There is something you could have done, and you are not helping yourself. This is my part in the struggle. If you say, I cannot help myself in sin, understood. But what can we say about I am not receiving the medicine of fasting and prayer? It is our responsibility. And when we are not sharing, we cannot claim that we are serious about the struggle. Everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. And where this temperance comes from the practice of fasting and prayer. It is a declaration of my seriousness in the pursuit of holiness. I want it, I mean it, and I am trying. God will never ask us, why did you sin? But he will ask you, why you did not struggle, and struggle with seriousness, not just taking things lightly. It is the calling for all of us, my brethren, that as of tomorrow, we are all in this kind of race. We are all imitating Christ. We are all in fellowship with the church. We are all taking the matter seriously in our pursuit for holiness. I pray that this season will be a season for repentance, for experience, a new experience with Christ and with the church. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.